All right, in 3, 2, 1. Opportunity this morning. No, we'll do that again. Opportunity today to speak to the Bullich brothers, and we thank you for coming in, Caleb and Aiden. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Going to need you up closer to the mic, buddy. Caleb, let's talk about yourself first of all. You're going to be heading back for your second year, Western Hockey League.
That's correct.
Going back to the Vancouver Giants, playing in the big city.
Exactly.
Yeah. Second year, what are you looking forward to this year? You got a nice taste last year of what it's all about in the Western Hockey League. What are you hopeful for this year? What are your goals?
I played last year and just with the mindset of just getting better every day, going to the rink and finding something I need to improve on. So I think that for me next year, it's going to be the biggest part. And just finding what I need to get better at still and just keep improving and never peak. Because I think that my biggest asset going into next year and into, you know, the draft next year is that I've never peaked yet and I'm a long ways from peaking. So I think that that's just my focus for going into next year is improving every day still and working hard at it.
How tall are you?
6'4".
Well, that's beautiful defenseman size, isn't it? You're mobile?
Yeah.
What's one of the best assets you do have as a D-man right now that you like? One of the best things that kind of helped you along last year?
Some of the best things I had last year that helped me were my skating abilities.
Yeah.
And you know, just my ability that I can jump into play and I can play defense and I'm a bigger guy, so that helped too. So yeah, that's my
It becomes a thing where confidence is a big thing at that level.
Absolutely, yeah.
The more confidence you garner with your ability, the more you know you can play and mm-hmm. kind of take off after that.
Exactly.
Right.
And you hear it all the time. Is confidence is everything. And
yeah,
and it's so true because like with our defensive coach last year, Dean Chanel.
Okay.
He helped me a lot and everything that I needed to accomplish and his big thing was just go out, don't think about it, just do it. So and that ties in with confidence lots.
Yeah, it does. Dean Chanel, that's son of Ed Chanel.
Yeah,
and he was former head honcho of the Western Hockey League for a long time and the Canadian Hockey League. Good hockey guy, right?
Yeah,
Dean Chanel. Who's your head coach in Vancouver?
We got a new guy, Michael Dick.
Who?
Michael Dick.
Okay, what do you know about him, or do you?
I don't know much about him, no. I've heard he's a good coach. He coached Lethbridge, and I've heard nothing but good things about him and the guys in Lethbridge, but I'm excited to meet him and get things going with him.
Aiden Bullich, you're kind of taking a different course, it looks as though. Western Hockey League was an opportunity for you, same as it was for your brother. Prince Albert owns your rights. You're kind of looking towards a different path, are you?
Yeah.
Education might be something you're looking at?
Yeah, I'm leaning kind of towards that right now. Obviously, I don't have PA dropped me last week, actually, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I guess.
That's their fault. No, you're not.
Yeah.
But now you have an opportunity playing in Junior A hockey, which affords you opportunity to the American Scholarship if you don't have Western Hockey League, and you don't. Is that something you're looking to pursue?
Yeah, obviously, taking a different route isn't always a bad thing. You know, everyone around here is obviously in the WHL, you know, Caleb and
Kovacs. Well, not everybody. Budsy's playing.
Yeah, I guess, but all my close buddies, right?
Yeah. But being educated, man, you can't go wrong with education.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, it's a really good route.
And I'm sure Mom would be real happy if it was a full ride.
Yeah, no money.
All there paying for education, that'd be a good thing. That would mean Junior A. Now, Caleb, you just graduated high school. Aiden, you're going into grade 12.
Yeah.
You're the same age as Korzak and Meyer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys grew up together.
Yeah,
we
grew up.
Pretty much from grade 1?
No, I moved to Yorkton in grade 7.
Oh,
so.
Okay, from Foam Lake.
Yeah.
And that's why you're Terrier property.
Yeah,
you've lived here long enough now in Yorkton to be considered a Yorktonite.
Yeah.
I guess in the league. You haven't made your decision quite yet, have you?
Not yet, no. I got some really good options right now. I'm probably leaning towards Yorkton right now. I'm going to meet with the coach today, so.
I'll tell you, I already got you penciled in on the top line, buddy. I made my line call.
Yeah.
I got you playing with Legion and that other
Clash
that came from, from Moose Jaw.
Yeah.
They're going to be a whole lot better.
Yeah, they
could
should be.
A lot worse
than
what they went through last year. It was real turmoil. I'm sure both of you talked to players. You actually played with the Terriers last year. What was that like? The room, everything. It was a fractured team. It was tough.
Yeah, just stepping in into the room, even going from our team to their team, you can just tell in the energy that they have in there. You know, they just wanted to be done, right?
Yeah, so it was a tough year.
I had to go in there with the mindset of kind of bringing them up and just
show
being a leader, right? Yeah. So
At 16,
Yeah,
to be the leader.
Yeah.
You played well with them. You got a couple goals, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a couple goals on game.
All right, yeah, you got that SJHL. That's one thing you've got your brother's not going to have.
Yeah.
An SJHL goal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Scholarship ideas, a great idea. Matt Hare is the coach of the Yorkton Terriers, and I know you like
him. I love him, yeah. Okay? Yeah.
What's some of the assets? Like, why? Why are you so endeared to say it's a guy I'd like to play for? What's he bring to the table that you like so much where you want to play for him?
Well, you know, obviously my coach last year was Kevin, and you know, he understands what young players are going through, and I think Matt does a really good job of that, and he just understands the mood sets that we go through, and teenagers, I don't know, I just really love him. And
yeah, and he's a former player.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so he understands everything.
Fully, eh?
Yeah.
Young guy who brings a lot to the table, and we wish him well this year, but we just talked about... Well, I don't know, Jared Legion is officially there. They're hoping to get him.
Yeah.
Klatt is coming back from Moose Jaw. Suddenly there's Carter Lake, Keyshawn Gervais, Jordan Resch, Sperling, a swack of you guys that are trying out for the Terriers. And I've always said to win in Yorkton, every time they've won, they've had a great group of local players. Mm-hmm. That you guys are a lot of those 18-year-olds, Resch, Sperling, they could be there for 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the foundation to build a team on when you've got these local guys. And you could be a part of that if you do play with the Terriers this year, you graduate. Say you play next year as an 18-year-old. Then it's time to move on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Scouts will know who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be a time they used to have to hunt players. Now with all the computer stuff, they know. Now, do you have a package, or likely will put a package together at some time, regardless who you play Junior A with, to showcase yourself, right?
Yeah. We took video all last year, and our video coach put together a lot of clips, and now that's what Kevin does for me.
Yeah, he sends in teams, and that's great, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when your coach is behind you, trying to get you to places. And the thing is, they may have the best relationship I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
The Maulers and the Terriers have never been so close, and that's a direct tribute to Hare and Rollick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you hoping for this year as you step into Junior A with a little bit of Junior A background? But what are your goals this year?
I want to step in right in and have a lot of confidence, play the way I can.
Because you played last year, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what the league's like.
I know what I'm capable of this year, and you know, just play with a lot of confidence, and I think it'll be good.
What would you classify yourself as? More of a bit of a power forward?
Yeah, that's what I classify myself as. Okay. Yeah.
Get yourself into the corner. Get in the dirty areas.
Yeah.
Smack people around.
Yeah.
I did a game 2 years ago. I think we were in Swift Current, and I did one of your games, and I think somebody went after Caleb, and you come flying in across the ice, dove head first, and I went, man, that's a brother going in to help his brother, right?
Yeah.
That's that teammate thing. You guys have played together a bit over the years?
Yeah, we got an opportunity to play with each other growing up. I was always moving up, so then Aiden would just move up with me, along with Troy Bricksaw, Mahler there, and we were in Foam Lake. So up until I left Foam Lake in Pee-wee, and I started playing in Yorkton, and every second year we got a chance to play with each other. So my second year Pee-wee, and second year Bantam, and then second year Midget for me.
Your mom and dad made that decision that, you know, if you were going to advance in hockey, Yorkton would probably be the place where you would learn the most able to advance as opposed to Foam Lake?
We got pretty lucky with the group of kids that we had in Yorkton at the time. You know, you look at the Taphorns and Miller, and we have Reed Purpluck there, and you know, lots of the guys that are even signed and playing on the Terriers right now. So we had a good group of guys. We didn't lose a game for a long time there. So it was a pretty cool experience to be a part of that, and now it's just made us nothing but better hockey players in the end.
Aiden, did you ever see a group like that coming again? I mean, honestly, and those, what are you guys? 99s or what?
2000 and 2001.
2000, so from 99, 2000, 2001 kind of thing, yeah. A 3-4 year stretch of players. I don't know that Yorkton will ever see that again.
I think that's a once in a lifetime thing, actually.
Noel Meyer told me he won 6 straight provincial championships. Yeah. Like, that's unbelievable. Yeah. Not playing.
No.
The finals winning.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable. And some of the scores were just, I mean, you guys just beat the crap out of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I remember talking to, was it Carson Benning?
Yeah.
The best event?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, oh, so you played against these guys in minor hockey? Yeah. I says, you ever win? Oh, maybe once or no, I don't know. I don't remember ever winning against that team. Just a great group. So that was the awareness.
Yeah.
Of your dad or whatever, that if we move here, you're going to play
absolutely.
With some great players.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good for you guys. What have you been doing in the summer? Training is a big thing. It never ends.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been staying in Yorkton quite a bit. We went to Kelowna for a week.
Right.
And then we went straight from Kelowna
and
to Saskatoon.
And helping you in Kelowna?
It's a funny story, actually. We originally went to see this guy named Daryl Belfry.
Who trains
lots
of NHL.
Yeah, he's top end, and but the day we were leaving, we had the truck packed almost, and the sisters were ready, and
family was going out. Yeah.
We look at the emails, and we get a email from Eli Wilson saying Daryl Belfry got a concussion last week. We had to cancel the camp. So,
boy, looking forward to that. I mean, there's nothing getting better than. Working out with a guy who trains what? Sidney Crosby, all these guys.
Patrick Kane, Matthews.
Oh man.
Lots of guys, yeah. And he was actually the skills coach of the Toronto Marlies.
Oh, really?
So then it was pretty cool, but we got a good opportunity after that. We got to be able to skate with Byron Richie, who was a big time name in the NHL for a long time. Yep. And
played with the Brandon Wheat Kings way back.
Yeah.
Byron Richie.
Yeah, so he's living in Kelowna now, and we got an opportunity to skate with him, and he taught us a lot of good stuff, so it's pretty cool to get that opportunity.
Okay, you got that week. What else? Where were you going, or what have you been doing, and how are you training?
We're training in we trained in Saskatoon, working power skating with Jordan Tratch. And
Dean Seymour involved?
We got a new guy, Blake Tatchell. He's a big-time name out of Battleford. He played in Anchorage, Alaska, and then he moved on to the AHL after, so now he's back, and he's coaching skills and stuff for Jordan, and so we skated with him there, and then now we're back here in Yorkton, skating with Casey O'Brien, and
Casey trains too,
and Kevin, so we kind of alternate days.
Who's all been skating?
Oh, everyone's been skating. Everyone.
What do you mean? The Tap Horns?
Tap
Horns. Miller.
With Kev last night, we had, or 2 nights ago, we had Kemp, Tap Horns, Welkies.
It's like a reunion.
Yeah, it was a huge reunion. Everyone was there, so it was pretty cool.
You know, it's always going to be that, eh? Like, I talked to Caden and Nolan Meyer about playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, when you're friends, there's nothing more you want than to beat your friend.
Yeah.
You want the bragging rights, you want everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same with you. I mean, you obviously will play against Caden quite a bit. He's in Kelowna, you're in Vancouver.
Well, it was pretty cool because, you know, I got to play with these guys going, like, growing up all the way from peewee to, you know, midget. So you get to play with them, and you get to, like, know them and everything. Like, and then you're on the ice playing against them, and you're like, oh, that's Caden. Like, he's just doing that, right? And you just know what they're going to do. You know everything. So it's pretty cool just to see that. And then,
yeah, there's no tricks.
No.
Like,
and then,
you know, everybody's moves. Right?
Exactly. And then you have a chance to, you know, obviously compete against them and actually play in a real game and have some laughs you know, just make some jokes out there. And
you guys have bonded so well. All those provincial championships, everything else, these are friendships that are forever.
Exactly.
Right?
So, yeah.
Doesn't really matter what a path anybody else takes.
Exactly.
I mean, that just never ends, right?
At the end of the day,
I found a picture of you and I think it was Nolan and Caden out front of Sacred Heart High School.
Yeah.
What is that? How old are you there?
Well, I was in front of St. Mike's. We were graduating from
St. Mike's.
Yeah.
What is that? The graduation?
Graduation from grade 8 or something. Farewell or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Grade 8. So you're like 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I looked at Korzak and I went, somebody's got to color coordinate that. Yeah. Got the orange belt. Yeah. Purple tie. Yeah. I thought, man, the kid's colorblind. Yeah. Yeah. Good on them, man. Yeah. I mean, getting to play for your country is a dream of everyone.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And for those two kids to be chosen as two of the 22 in Canada,
mm-hmm.
outstanding.
That's great sounding.
I mean, that's a feather in the hat for Yorkton hockey. I think it took the TSN announcers to hey, wait a minute.
They're both
the goalie and the defenseman are both from Yorkton.
Yeah.
It took them a while to figure that out. Yeah, but it's just a real feather in the hat, right? Mm-hmm. I think people look at Yorkton and go, gee, something's going on there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, you had high-end coaching all the way through, too.
Yeah.
Eddie Zawadzki.
Yeah,
did a little coaching. Yeah. Who else is coaching?
We had, so when growing up, I had my first year PB, I had Eddie Zawadzki and Damon Kustra.
Yep.
My second year was Chad Korzak and Monty Taphorn.
Right.
And then going into Bantam, I had Graham Garrett all the way through Rachel, my second year midget.
Oh, jeez, yeah. You know, all good coaches.
Yeah. Exactly. Chad Korzak was my first and second year PB coach.
That's Caden's
dad. Yeah, Chad. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then Graham Garrett.
And Graham Garrett. Yeah.
First year midget.
Well, and I know there were issues there, but the thing was, even Caden said he was a good coach.
He was a good coach. He taught us a lot of good things and just about things that, you know, never learn growing up. So, and we also got an opportunity my first year, Dustin Dubas, former player.
Yeah.
He coached my RD coach. So, and that taught us a lot of things too. So my Bantam years were all about learning, and you know, you go to practice and you learn lots of stuff about D-zone or where you should be, why you should be there. And
yeah, as good as you guys were, I mean, on any given night, you come out and play not that well, you're still win.
Exactly.
You're so much loaded with
talent. Exactly.
So what keeps pushing?
Well, that's Graham was did a good job of pushing us. In Bantam, we he'd come in and say, you know, this, that. If you guys are, like, when we were playing bad and we were still winning, like, say 7-1, he'd say, like, you guys aren't playing the right way. We will be running stairs after if you guys don't.
Oh, okay. Anyway. So there's the push. We won 7-1, didn't play well.
So then,
gosh, they won 7-1, they're running steps.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, again, there's a way you play.
Exactly.
And you're expected to play that way.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't play that way, you pay the price.
Exactly.
Or you get on the ice and when he says no pucks, you know what's coming.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the worst thing. No pucks today, boys. Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
What about you? You'll decide where you play, and that hopefully will be decided later today when you meet with Matt Hare. But you must be fired up. It don't matter.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Playing, right? Yeah, exactly.
Hey, get going. So for you, let's say it is hypothetical. The Terriers, I guess they've got camp coming up.
Yeah, it starts the 31st, so kind of later in the month, yeah.
And that's preparation to get right into preseason games and that.
Yeah.
Maulers have a camp.
Yeah, it starts Thursday, yeah. I'm planning on skating there. So.
Yeah, and go there and 97 players or something. He's five teams.
Yeah.
That's about 20. And then I went, that's too much.
Yeah.
You need like three lines, 4D.
Yeah.
Where you can just keep going and play and work out hard, right?
Yeah.
What else do you guys play? Do you golf?
Yeah, we golf. And, I didn't play this year, but last year I was on that Back 40 Brewers team.
Right, baseball.
Baseball, so.
And that's all you guys again, isn't it? The Taphorn, Yang?
Yeah, I didn't get an opportunity to play this year. It was just I did run out of time or something. So, things don't work out. So, no, I didn't play this year, but they had a good thing going this year. A lot of hype around them, and they were better. So.
If you went out to Deer Park today and had to shoot 18 holes,
what
would you shoot? What are you like?
52.
All right, on 9?
Yeah, no.
Okay, that about you?
Well, I haven't golfed very much.
Okay, you don't golf much. You're a swimmer.
Yeah, I swim.
Yeah, I know. So am I. And I got into the pool one morning, and there was Aiden and Troy Bricksaw. And I pushed off, and I went, you pushed off first, and I was going to follow you.
Yeah.
And I got to the other end. I went, holy crap, he's almost finished 2 laps, and I got 1. Bricksaw's not a bad swimmer.
Yeah, either. He's not bad.
How do you know Troy so well? As a teammate, or did you guys know before?
We grew up I grew up playing. Well, he obviously grew up in Foam Lake too,
yeah.
And he was in my class. Okay. He was in my class all the way up, and he's actually my first cousin. So he's
is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So yeah,
he's a funny kid.
Yeah, he's really like funny.
He's a good dude. Hey, yeah. He just seems to come up with these funny things. Yeah. He'll likely be a Mauler this year.
Yeah, yeah, should be. He's gonna go try out. And
what have you heard about Berezowski and Korzak? They'll go to Dub camp.
Yeah,
right?
Their goal is to play in the Dub as this year.
Yeah.
But you know, things don't work out for sometimes, and
yeah.
I don't know.
Especially as a 16-year-old.
Like, yeah, I feel like they should go in there with the mindset of making that team. But you know, if that doesn't happen, like.
Stuff. They've got like, options.
Oh, lots of
they
options.
They could be the Maulers, Terriers,
whatever they want. And I think that sometimes when. If it doesn't work out that they don't play on that team, I feel like it's not a bad thing, because sometimes you can take that you know extra drive and bring it home and have a very good year and
to get ready to show them
exactly,
that I am ready.
Exactly.
When you're 17,
and when you're 17, that's the year when you can come in being like, okay, I was the guy last year that got to run the show in say Yorkton or wherever they're gonna play. So, and I feel like that's kind of like a. Thing that nobody puts you can't put a price tag on that exactly.
No, you can't. It's very meaningful. Kevin Rolick, you played for him too, right?
Yes.
Was he as a head coach?
Yeah, I played for him for half the year.
Half that year when he became head coach. Tell me about him. I know he's into development, and he'd always say, you know, wins, yeah, we want to win, but that's not the biggest thing. And I went, yes, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Winning is, come on.
Yeah.
So, you want to improve, you want to get better, but you want to win.
Yeah.
Right? All the time. But as a coach, him and Delane?
Yeah. Really good coaching staff there. Obviously,
he gets along with the kids well.
Really good.
He's high energy, upbeat.
Yeah,
and that's what you
almost too good sometimes. Like he's all about development, and we had like 4 power play lines last year, and it's just the way he is, right?
Yeah,
and yeah.
Sometimes you got to throw a garbage can, don't you?
Yeah.
As a coach.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you got to go into the room, and just let them know you're not happy.
Exactly.
Throw it around and let them know that this is the way it's going to be. Hockey. Is there any way to describe your love of the game, your passions for the game, your commitment to the game? It's all of that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's everything.
Do you love anything else better than playing hockey?
No, not much. No, you can. Honestly, you can't. If you want to be a high-end hockey player, you have to take it. As you get older, you have to realize that it's not a game anymore. It's just a job.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's a huge commitment.
You can still have fun doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
There has to be
just
the
like
fun
any
element.
Job.
Yeah.
Just like any job, right?
Exactly.
And so you have to realize that it's a job, and you know it pretty much is your life for 8 months of the year, and then you're off for the summer time.
I mean, I love what I do.
Exactly.
But yet. You got to get down to work sometimes and get at it. It's no different than anything else. Good for you. Same thing for you, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just nothing more.
I don't know what I'd do without it.
What's that?
I don't know what I'd do without it.
I was going to say, if hockey got taken away from me, what would happen?
I don't know.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't even think about that,
no,
right? Because it's never going to happen. And just to play the game, be on the ice, right?
Yeah.
I remember as a kid outdoors, and I said that was the love that got me into skating. I loved hearing, of course, I'm so old, at outdoor rinks all the time.
Yeah.
And you just hear the skates on the outdoor cutting the ice.
Yeah.
Feel the cold air in your face. There was nothing like it.
No.
You know, especially when you're in an outdoor rink by Fairview School, and I'm the only guy on the ice.
Yeah.
go till your feet are frozen.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You guys probably experienced that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Feet frozen, come in, thaw them out, cry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm never doing it again. After supper, you're right back up.
Yeah, exactly.
The ice.
Well, we were fortunate to live in Foam Lake, grow up in a small town.
Yep.
You know, it was open ice all day long, right? There's not very many teams there. So me and Aide would sometimes spend like 12 hours on the rink.
Just
going, yeah, and Troy too would always come out, and we'd just be playing like whatever we'd be doing. I don't know how we'd find that. I don't know how we'd
keep away. Whatever, right?
Yeah, I don't know what we'd find, like what we'd be doing, but we'd be out there skating around.
For 12 hours.
Exactly. So.
You know, even Jared Stoll talked about that in Newdorf.
Yeah.
And he said there used to be a key hanging outside the rink.
Yeah.
And the deal was anybody could come and skate at any time, just make sure the key's on the outside, you lock the door when you leave.
Yeah.
And you don't get that. in cities. You can't.
You cannot.
And everybody wants ice time.
Well,
the best time you can help your craft is to be on the ice for 12 hours, where the kids don't have that opportunity.
Lots of people don't know.
I appreciate the boys coming in today. I want to wish you the best of luck here in 18-19, you with the Vancouver Giants.
Yeah.
Good luck. I know you're going to have a great year.
Yeah, thank you.
I just have a great feeling about what you're going to be able to do this year. This is your breakout year. It's yours, too,
because
it's in the SJ. Looks like.
Yeah, it will be, for sure.
And with the Yorkton Terriers, and that'll be great. I already had you penciled on the top line, buddy.
Yeah.
And I put it in ink so I can't erase it.
Yeah.
So you got to be a Terrier.
Yeah.
Good for you, and both of you, best of luck in 18-19. Thanks for coming up and doing this.
And thanks for having us.
Caleb and Aiden Bullets, the Bullets boys, and wherever they're playing hockey, fans are going to be in for a treat. I want to thank them for being up here today. That's that, son. Yeah. Here we are. I said I might.